This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Where do you do all the recordings? You send them off to?
I send them to the Google Drive.
To what? Google? That's where the guy has access or not?
He should. He did last
time. The same.
The same exact thing.
Okay, good. So, fine. So we spoke, he said over here, two tnoims, holding here in Chelek Aleph, Perek Sheni Vav. He said two conditions where Torah would have this hashpah on a person. One is your attitude, yira, and so on. Vav. V'atnai ha-sheni hu tikkun ha-maisa. Ki hine mi she-yirtze la-hamshich hashpah, roye she-yahu hogun u-muchan la-hamshicha. So Torah is Moshe Ma'adav Adayma. Torah is like a pipeline. So I have Torah flowing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me, and Torah is the pipeline, the Hechetimtza. So you can have a wonderful pipe, but if something at the end of the pipe, if the kli is stuffed, then it's not going to be mekabel any water. It doesn't help that the water is flowing beautifully in the pipe if something by you is clogged. So if a person, chas v'shalom, is meluchach ha-chatoyim and so on, so it doesn't help that he's learning because he's not a kli kibble for it. And it rejects it.
Yeah. Is there a reason why he compares it specifically to a marcholis, the rock, the marcholis?
It's a lasha chazal. You ask me why chazal, so come on, tam shahan gilzik a marcholis.
I followed the Bodhidharma's
kid. It means he's doing the same act. But since he's doing it for Avodah Zarah, he's feeding the Avodah Zarah with it. That's the Lashon. Evan Markulis is the way they would be over. In other words, Ke'ilu, normally if any other Avodah Zarah, if you take a rock and throw it at it, you're destroying it. Allah is a Yumevat Avodah Zarah by dissing it, by its own disrespect. But Markulis, that's how they worship it, like, you know, it's like a Baal Peor would worship it. That's why Markulis would worship with Sirikas Avonim. Okay, so in the big picture, these people are not adding any kedusha themselves. But the Afal became Roz Gadol Gilul Chachamim Zal Sheilo Yerushayim Oizas Talmud Torah Soif Shechayzel Mutav Ki Afal Pishem Mekoch Lamshach Shum Hemshach Mfani Yisbar Chosachainu For divrei Torah ba'atzmam kudoshim va'oimdim tzar atzmam, at shebehasmen esik b'em egirim pam achapam tzasi zayris. So this is we mentioned before. So despite the fact that it doesn't flow and doesn't bring this kedushin to the person, it still has an effect to break through. Let's go back to our nimshol, to our mashal. I have a pipe, and water is flowing into my house. And in the place that's supposed to flow into, it's stuffed up. So the water will not flow in the way it does here when you open up a faucet and the water flows. That's not gonna happen. But the water still, as long as the water is left on, it will keep wearing away at whatever that stuffing it, the earth or whatever is plugging it up and stuffing it, it will keep eating away at it and will eventually break through. So a person who's an Erlich Yid, who's a good Yid, and he's sitting and learning, so the learning brings a lot of Shefa of Kedusha and so on and so forth. A person who's not, he doesn't get that Shefa. So a person walks around, he learns a lot, but he's very Mekolkel in his Maisim. So you don't see on him, or he doesn't have this Kedusha we're talking about. But it has an effect on the person. And at some point, it will break through and bring Kedusha to the person. And this is certainly true by people who are Tinnish and Ishba, where you can't even say that what they're doing is really Averis. They're they're totally unaware of it, and so on. But this is true even by Baal Aveira. As long as he keeps going, it has hashpa on him. Like a pinpoint of light. So Torah is a skula that even when it's blocked out, it applies a certain level of pressure and might bring back lemuta. Now, even this has one condition. The omnam poshru sheinavar amur b'mishes asik boder schoik v'hitu alegalas panshal kalacha. Somebody who's mocking it, making fun of it, trying to distort it, that'll never happen. Muscle, that if we go back to our muscle of the Sunday clock in the house, if let's say you keep pushing the water away, then it'll never make a hole in the clock because you're busy shoving the water away. So if a person's attitude towards learning is very flippant, he thinks it's a joke, or he's learning it in order to disprove it, or whatever it is, that there the Torah will never change a person. But if the person is at least learning, like says Keshar Chochmes, So the Ramchal is saying that if a person is Oisik, there's a klal in Chulin. It's used many times in this context. The Gemara has a shayla: when you shecht an animal, the knife lechura should become treif, because the blood is treif, and then it should go back into the neck. So as you shecht an animal, the treif of the blood should go back into the neck and become absorbed and treif the animal. So the Gemara says, I did a turret lifloit loiboli, because it's so busy, the neck is so busy pouring blood out, it doesn't absorb. No, it's a one-way valve. So here also, a person is sitting and learning and he's busy pushing back at it, then he's never going to absorb anything. A person who's not doing anything, he's sitting and just stam learning it, then it has an effect on him. Slow, but it has an effect on him. But if the person is constantly pushing it away through jokes, through letzaras, through kfir, through something, then it's not going to reach the person, and you accomplish nothing. That's the so if a person is at least misasik kashar chochmes, then it has a chance of getting through to the person. So this is a reason why one would push for Talmud Torah with people, you know, even people that are far and they're not holding by keeping mitzvahs and so on. But as long as they're respectful and they're willing to learn, learning is a good way to begin a process. If the person is a bedafkenik and he's just looking to you know, find ways around it or whatever it is, that's a bedafkenik, then the learning is a bracha batola, and it's much worse. You're making it worse. So it's a judgment call. V'ulam mishemetayo mikanish asav maysav hu yamshich b'talmudei, but a person who is mikanish of his maysav, in other words, he acts appropriately, he does what he's supposed to do, hu yamshich b'talmudei hashpo b'shachanish asav, then in as much as he's made himself a kli for absorbing kedusha, that's how much hashpo toivah he's going to have out of the learning. As much as you make in yourself, that's how much the learning gives him. So if we ask ourselves, what's the difference in the earlier Torahs, where people who were Talmid Chacham and Lendim were extraordinary people, whereas not so much today, the answer lies not that they were smarter, not that they learned more necessarily, but their Hachanan, their Tahara, was very different. There was someone in the Mir who learned there for a few years. He was a great-grandson of one of the giants in Europe. He himself was stuck between a whole bunch of different worlds. And Reb Chaim Shalevitz, when this person left yeshiva, went to get married, and then eventually I think he probably did a degree in university. I don't remember exactly. I don't have that much time, but he was there like the first year I was there. He was already older and just about getting engaged. So they invited Reb Chaim Shalevitz. They made like a goodbye party, and Reb Chaim was upset. He felt that this person should have gone further. I don't know the details. It was something like it just was like a shadow. It was the previous tkufa, and I just come basically. Chaim spoke and he said, "This person has the intellectual abilities to write a sefer like his great grandfather." He said, "But to write a sefer like his great grandfather, you also need the kedusha and the tahara of that person. It's not enough to have intellectual capacity." And how much does Torah make you a godly person, a divine person, depends on how much you're a kli. It's like up to you. You can't absorb a likus if you're not a kli for it. And that's why that's the difference between the generation and the later generation. I want to add a point. I guess once we're talking about this, you know, everybody speaks about the wonderful previous generations, and everybody knew Shas, and even the simplest tailor's net. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. The vast majority of people are Meratzim. Yes, there were tailors who knew Shas because there wasn't enough money to keep them learning, so they had to do something. And they became tailors. It was a tragedy. It wasn't the pshat of tailor knew Shas. It was people knew Shas became tailors. And the vast majority of people were Amorah. They knew very little. There wasn't, most people went to work at the age of 11, 12. It was the vast majority. That was not different. And the last generation, unfortunately, many people left, and way a huge amount of people left and so on. But the one thing, the people who were Yirei Shamayim had a divine sense to them that we don't have. And the word an Erlich Yid, what I remember as a child growing up, there was something about them because it came at such a price and was so difficult, and people held on to it so tenaciously and with such intensity. Yes, there was a difference in the quality of the person. They were kalim, and you saw it. So if you ask yourself what exactly was the milah of previous Torahs, this was the milah. People had emotional depth to it, but with all the fibers of the neshama, and they exuded it. And a person wasn't a big talmid chacham, but his erlichkeit near shemayim, and they didn't have as many chumras we have today. People actually asked shaylas and tried to salvage a chicken because it was very expensive. They didn't have chumras that we have today. They didn't have the fancy asroigin like we have today. But they had something that you looked and you said, this person radiates that he's a kli for something. That we had. And he says, mipnei yisra achanos achanos achan, because they had a different achana. So he's making it very clear. It's not the intensity of the learning that varied, but the zikuch hanefesh of the people learning. in as much as a person was tohar and rain in every way, midas and so on, that person was a more of a kli, and whatever Torah entered the person it absorbed a lot more. So the difference in dagas, he says over here, lay in the people, in what type of kalim they were for being mekabel this. Okay.